Blog Talk Radio.
Beloved, welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Prophetess Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing and an honor to be with you this blessed Christmas morning. We want to wish everyone that's listening a blessed holiday. We thank God for, amen, allowing us to be on again this morning. And most of all, we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for all that he is and what he's doing for us. Praise the Lord. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. This is a blessed day, and we thank God again for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Appreciate all the callers that have called in this morning. I say God bless you. Praise the Lord. We pray that the word of the Lord will be an encouragement. Amen. Caller, you're on the line if you'd like to give us a greeting at this time. Praise God. What we do again, we thank you for calling in. Amen. We're going right into the word of the Lord on this morning. Praise God. We have been doing a teaching on the person and work of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. We're picking back up, amen, on this teaching. Today we're going to continue talking about some of the divine works of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We know that the Holy Spirit comes to give life. He's a comforter. Amen. He's the spirit of life. Praise the Lord. He's the spirit of the Lord. Amen. He's the spirit of promise. He's the spirit of truth. Amen. Jesus says that the Holy Spirit would lead us and guide us into all truth. So we're wanting to know more about the Holy Spirit and how the effect that he has on our life and how important it is to allow the Holy Spirit to have full control and full reign in our life. Amen. That Jesus, amen, may be big in us. Amen. And truly, we would be the examples that God wants us to be. Before we get started, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for this day. We thank you for this opportunity that you've allowed us once again to be on. And we're asking you, Father, to anoint your word as we go into your word this morning. Father, let it be rich to our souls, our spirits. Father God, I'm asking that you minister to those that may be listening. Father God, that you just give strength. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you that you sent your son, oh Lord, to die on the cross, that we might have a right to the tree of life. So we thank you, Father, for this blessed time. We ask, God, that you anoint your word. Let it be rich to our spirits, oh God, and edify and build up your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for it now. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going back into the word of the Lord. Amen. On our last broadcast, we talked about, he came out of Romans chapter 8. We really went into that scripture about how the Holy Spirit is like. Importance of walking in the spirit versus the flesh. But today I want to talk about another aspect of the Holy Ghost. He convicts us of sin. This is one of the areas that we always have to work on. It's shortcoming sin, missing the mark. That's all about, that's what sin is, basically missing the mark. But the Holy Spirit will convict us. He is a convictor. So we know when we do things wrong, the Holy Spirit is going to let us know. Amen. It's not to beat us down. It's not to keep us down. Amen. No, there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. However, amen, a loving father will correct his son or his daughter. So too God corrects us when we're wrong. He lets us know, amen, where the shortcomings are, where we're missing the mark, where we're not hitting the target. Amen. And this is one of the functions of the Holy Ghost. So we're going to read St. John chapter 16, beginning at verse 7, if you have your Bible. The word says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away." Jesus had begun to tell the disciples that he was about to go away. Amen. But he's going to send a comforter. He said, "It's necessary that I take this walk." In other words, I'm paraphrasing. "For if I go not away, the comforter will not come unto you." The comforter is the Holy Ghost. "But if I depart, I will send him unto you." And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Sin because they believe not on me. In other words, he's going to bring correction, conviction. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Now, this is a powerful scripture. Amen. Now, this lets us know some of the functions of the Holy Ghost in our very life. Number one, he's the Spirit of truth. Amen. He's not going to, he will not speak or say anything, amen, unless the Father directs him. God bless you. Just join us on the line. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Caller, would you like to give us your name?
Brother Anthony.
God bless, Brother Anthony. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. I'm blessed. Good morning.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to you, sir. We thank God for you joining us on the line on this morning. Amen. We're talking about the person and work of the Holy Ghost, and we're in St. John chapter 16, amen, 7 through 13, talking about the Spirit of truth. Who is the Holy Ghost? Amen. He's the Spirit of truth. Glory to God. And he will guide us, and he will lead us into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, the scripture says again, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show us things to come. Amen. So this is a twofold scripture. He'll speak the truth. He'll also let us know what's coming. Amen. So when we get in the vein of the Holy Ghost, praise the Lord. And when we really get in the flow of the Spirit, God bless you, caller, for being on the line this morning. Praise God. Would you like to give us your name? Praise God. Amen. Amen. I'm having a little trouble hearing, but anyway, we thank God for you joining us. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're talking about, again, the person and work of the Holy Ghost. If you have comments or questions, amen, callers that are on the line, feel free, amen, to ask questions or give a comment. We do appreciate you being with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost is also a glorifier. He glorifies Christ. He lifts up Jesus. And this is why it's so important, beloved, for us to stay in sync and in line with God. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. They're all in our lives. Amen. The Father comes, amen, to do us good, just like Jesus. Amen. He's our Lord. He's our soon coming King. And when we develop a real relationship with the Lord, amen, we will learn, amen, to stay in line and stay in sync with God. Amen. And be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And it's moving and it's leading because he will definitely lead us. He will definitely guide us. Praise God. He will protect us and he will keep us. Amen. There's so much that God wants to do for us, through us, and in us, but we must allow, amen, the Lord to have complete reign in our life. And all this, amen, is teaching us how to develop a good relationship with the Lord. And this is one of the things we've been hearing, amen, even on the prayer line that we're on Tuesday morning, Thursday evenings, and Friday mornings, amen, Dr. Clara Walton, amen, a dynamic woman of God. We thank God for her, is teaching us how to be led by the Spirit and the importance of a real relationship with the Lord. And, you know, I know this is a Christmas season, but, you know, what's most important to me now is developing that relationship with God, getting in line and staying in sync with God. And I know I'm repeating the same things because it's so important that we get it down in our spirit. Amen. Now, so we know that the Holy Ghost is a convictor. He also redeems us. Let's go to St. John, amen, chapter 3, verses 3 through 5. Amen. St. John, chapter 3, verses 3 through 5. Jesus is speaking here, and he answered, and he's talking to Nicodemus. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, we must have Jesus in our heart. Also, we need the Holy Ghost. I mean, it's important for us to have the baptism of the Holy Spirit because he really is a keeping power. Amen. He's a quickening power. Amen. We need him. We need him in our life fully. We need to be baptized fully in the Holy Spirit. Those of you that may be listening, if it's been a while since you prayed, even in your prayer language, ask the Lord to refill. Ask him to refresh you. Amen. Ask him to, amen, if necessary, cleanse you again. Come on now. This is the hour where we must be real. Just get real with the Lord. Amen. And get full of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Because the church of Acts, amen, the apostles, as they went forth, they were full of the Holy Ghost. They waited. Amen. And when Pentecost came, they were all filled. They began to speak with the tongues as the Spirit of the Lord gave them utterance. Amen. And then they were effective witnesses. They witnessed Jesus. They didn't preach their own doctrine. They preached the Word of God. And when the Holy Ghost really gets a hold of our life, we will begin to preach Jesus. We'll begin to tell men, women, boys, and girls about Jesus Christ. That he comes to save. Hallelujah. He comes, glory to God, to deliver. He comes to set us free. Amen. There's nothing that God cannot do, will not do, when we trust him. Glory to God. When we turn our eyes truly on the Lord, glory to God, he will come in and he'll do those things that only he can do. Glory to God. So Jesus is just telling Nicodemus, you got to be born again. And this is a message, amen, that people need to know. We must be born again. Amen. We must be saved. Glory to God. We must have a life-changing experience with the Lord. Glory to God. And the power of God, amen, will come in our life, transform us. Glory to God. Set us free. Glory to God, so that we may go forth and do, amen, what God would have us to do. Now, I want to read another scripture quickly, Titus chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. Amen. The scripture says this, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. We cannot work our way to God. Amen. There are people that are good, moral people. Amen. But you know what? That's not good enough. We must. Amen. Repent. We must come to Jesus just as we are. Amen. Amen. And repent. Ask him to forgive us, to cleanse us. Amen. Of all sin. Glory to God. And when things stand up in our life and we know God's not pleased with it, beloved, I'm encouraging you, get it right with God. Amen. Don't have anything that the enemy can find in you that he can pull, that he can use to pull you down. Allow that washing to take place. Amen. That regeneration. And the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Verse 6 says this, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Just let us know. Amen. The Holy Ghost works with Jesus. Amen. He does not do anything of himself. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And we have eternal life through Jesus Christ.
Because, yes.
Amen, the word says he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, beloved, but I just wouldn't want to be anywhere but in the will of God. I wouldn't want to be anywhere but found doing, amen, what God has called me to do in this hour. This is a precious time. Amen. I know it's perilous times, but at the same time, this is a precious time. Amen. For God to be able to speak to us and we hear him. Glory to God clearly. And then he comes back through with signs, wonders, and miracles. Glory to God. And we've been hearing how, amen, the Lord is going to begin to perform signs, wonders, miracles, even through this program, glory to God, through the word going out. If you, amen, will grab a hold of this word, if you need a touch from God, amen, you may need a miracle. You may not know, amen, what's going to happen tomorrow or next week. You may have some, amen, situations that you're facing, but I dare you to trust God. I dare you to call on the Lord, amen, and depend on him because he will come. He will come through for you every time. He's that kind of God. Praise the Lord. He's a life-changing God. Hallelujah. He is a miracle worker. Glory to God. And we heard even on yesterday and Thursday night on prayer, on the prayer line, about God working a miracle. Amen. We have a young lady on the prayer line. Amen. And she may be on the line this morning. Praise God that God is working a miracle. Glory to God, where the doctors gave her just a few weeks to live, a month or so to live. Glory to God. Amen. It looked like she was at the brink, oh, my God, of her life. But God turned that thing around. God is a miracle worker. Hallelujah. There is nothing that God will not do. Oh, my God, when the devil says no, God says yes. All we have to do is trust God. Hallelujah. All your cares on God. Hallelujah, because he will. Hallelujah. See you through this. Nothing. Glory to God. You may be facing right now that God, hallelujah, will not give your way out. My God, thank you, Jesus. You may be going through great testing, great trial. Glory to God, but there's no temptation that's taking you, that's common to man. Glory to God. Jesus knows right where you are. He'll give you a way of escape. And I dare you to trust God. I dare you to call on Jesus. Hallelujah, because he will meet you right at the point of your need. And we thank God, hallelujah, for what he's doing. I thank him, hallelujah, because truly he is a miracle worker. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I feel the presence of God. Hallelujah. Right on this line this morning, I feel God moving in a mighty way. Praise the Lord. There may be someone listening right now, and you may need a healing touch of Jesus. Glory to God. Right now, I'm just going to stop. Glory to God. Father, you see, you know, God. You know what the people are going
through. You can call in. I'm at 9 right now.
I'm asking you, dear God, to touch right now. Oh, my God. That mother, that father, that boy, that girl, that may be in trouble right now. Yes. Holy Ghost, you go and you do the work right now. Oh, my God, save right now. Deliver and set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, we thank you now. We thank you for healing that one that's been given that bad report. Oh, my God, but we choose to believe the report of the Lord this morning. God, you touch now. Heal now, set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. God, and we thank you. Hallelujah. We give you praise now. We give you honor. We give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my shadow. Hey, can it be sick? Oh, God, we love you. Continue to have your way, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God,
we love you.
Appreciate you now. Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. We're going to move on just a little further. Praise God. One of the things that the Holy Ghost does, he inspires scripture. Amen. And I want to read, glory to God, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Amen. Verses 15 through 17. Amen. 2 Timothy 3, 15 through 17. It says this, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, that's teaching. Glory to God, and we know we all need to be taught, amen.
You dial in right now and you can talk.
Praise God, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So this lets us know, beloved, that the word of God is given so that we may be, when the word says perfect, that means mature. And the word comes to mature us. It comes to grow us up. It comes to get us in a place where we can effectively walk out the word of God. Amen. And God wants us to be,
Lord.
Amen, perfect, thoroughly furnished, completed, so that we could do the work that Jesus has called us to do. So when he gives us his word, amen, praise the Lord, it's not just for us to say, that was a good word, glory to God, but it's for us to know, amen, now how am I to apply this word to my life so that, amen, I may be effective in the kingdom of God. Glory to God. Realize this, beloved, that people are watching our lives. Amen. The Bible says that we're written epistles. We're living epistles. We're written. We're read by all men. I'm not quoting that right, but the gist of it is that people are watching our lives. Glory to God, whether we're on, in the marketplace, in school, even in our home, our children are watching us, our husbands, our wives. Amen. Amen. Are watching our lives. Glory to God. So it's important, amen, if we're naming the name of Christ, that we live for him. Glory to God. We can't say, I'm saved today, and then tomorrow it's another thing. Somebody's watching. Someone is taking note. Glory to God. And we want to be good examples. Amen. We want people to see Jesus in us. Glory to God. So that, amen, we can praise the Lord and be those effective witnesses. Amen. I see I have another caller on the line. Praise the Lord. Caller, would you like to have something to say? God bless you.
Oh, praise God, sis. I hear you preaching this morning. My God, his will is made perfect in our lives through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Praise God.
Yes,
Amen.
I pray on this Christmas morning that the people wouldn't be seeking the natural, that they would be seeking the eternal. As they go look for a present under the tree, I pray that they would unwrap the Holy Ghost this morning, and that they would find a tree of salvation, that they would find a tree of mercy, that they would find a tree of grace this morning.
Yes, praise
God. Oh, yes, hallelujah.
Amen.
There is
Amen.
One tree that was decorated for eternity, and that blood of Jesus Christ was a bloodstained banner on the tree.
Jesus, yes. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've got too many Christians today standing up, looking like a Christmas tree, decorating themselves as a tree with all the gold and all the ornaments and all the things that the world has to offer. But there's a present under the tree that's ready to be unwrapped this morning. And
all
that presence is the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And as
Amen.
The power of
Amen.
The Holy Ghost gets unwrapped in your life, then you can walk into your destiny. The will of the Father is the land of promise.
Yes.
And the
Praise
promise
God.
Is the Holy Ghost. Praise God.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. That is so true. Praise the Lord. And you know what? What I am finding, I know this is Christmas and all, but one thing about it, amen, the most important thing to me this Christmas season is just being found in the will of God. And
oh, come on,
man. God has called us to do. That's really what's most important. I know it's a time of giving and all of that, but you know what? Jesus is the reason for the season. Glory to God. And just being in his will. Hallelujah. Just allowing the presence of God to be manifested in our life. That's what's most important to me this season. And I thank God, praise God for the flow of the Spirit, for the move of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yes,
as we can think, amen, and become that body, brother, that God wants us to be. Amen.
Yes.
Link in the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So that the Holy Ghost can go forth and do the work that he wants to do. That is power. Glory to God.
Oh,
amen.
Yes.
And Jesus has given us that power. Hallelujah. To even tread on serpents and scorpions and all of these things. Cast out demons. Laying hands on the sick and they will recover. That's what, to me, that is the hour that we're living in. Amen. We want God glorified. Praise the Lord. Now, brother, where are you calling from? Would you like to give us your name?
I'm calling from Texas and my name is Rick Calvert.
God bless you.
We have discipleship homes here in Texas. We have just opened our discipleship home, and we take men from broken and battered backgrounds and teach them who they are in Jesus. Teach them the 2 Corinthians 5:17, that old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. The generational lie in the church is that you have a generational curse, because the Lord says when you get engrafted into the vine that the curse has been broken as long as you obey my commandments and do the will of the Father.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God. What a dynamic ministry you have. And I pray that the power of God and the Holy Spirit will continue to encourage and give you everything that you need, the provision, provide everything that you need to continue to minister to those that God is entrusting to you, and that the work there would continue on. Amen. And that you would be strengthened in the name of the Lord. We appreciate you this morning. We thank God Amen. For you being with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? I see my time is really moving this morning. Amen. We have some other callers on the line. Brother Anthony, amen, is on the line. And there are others. If you would like to share real quick. Amen. We do have a couple more minutes. Praise the Lord. Anyone want to comment? Amen. On the teaching or just give a praise out to God. Amen. God bless you.
I do thank and praise God. It's our brother Anthony. Being on the line this morning, like you said, Jesus is the reason for the season. And
yeah.
It's a package deal. Like you said, you know, we're candidates for the Holy Ghost, and that's the keys to the kingdom, is the Holy Ghost, and to do what he said do. So
amen.
I thank and praise God for, you know, the Holy Ghost, and I thank and praise God for your teaching this morning. And thank, it's going to grow. It's going to grow. Can't talk about God and then not grow. So,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We appreciate you, Brother Anthony. Thank God for those words. Amen. Praise God. Anyone else at this time would like to have anything to say? Amen.
Yes, Minister. This is Brother Jerome out in Texas.
God bless you, Brother Jerome.
And I just wanted to thank you. What a wonderful teacher you did on this morning, and I enjoy it. You know, the Spirit is just excellent. I just love when the Spirit of the Lord just lead me in and through Blog Talk Radio on this morning. And I was just looking and seeing what was on the show. And the Lord just showed me you, and I heard you on my computer, and I just heard it, And I'm like, wow, Lord, this is what I've been looking for, a prayer line. And I heard you had a prayer line as well. Do you have that number, or just the number that's here that you call the prayer line to?
Yes, the prayer line number is Total Woman Ministry. Praise God. Dr. Clara Walton is our founder of Total Woman Ministry. Amen. And the prayer line number is 270-400-1500. The access code is 579-928. We meet for prayer on Tuesday mornings. Our central time, it will be 5 a.m. from 5 to 7. We have 2 hours on Tuesday morning. We meet again on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time, so whatever time zone you're in accordingly. And then on Friday morning, we meet again at 5 a.m., 6 a.m. And on Thursday evening, it's 1 hour, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. So we encourage you, join us on the prayer line. Amen. God is moving, and we thank God for what he's doing through prayer. Amen. Nothing goes without prayer.
Power,
we must pray. Amen. If we don't pray, we're not going to stay. Amen. If we don't fast, we are not going to last. Praise God.
Right.
We're in a time of consecration, time of prayer. Amen. And we're seeing God do great things. So we encourage you, brothers and others who are on the line this morning, to join us in prayer. If you need more information, you can also email me. Amen. I am a prophetess, apostle, soon to be apostle, Deborah Taylor. Amen. And my email address is apostledeborah@hotmail.com. Amen. And I'm also president and founder of Women of Power Ministry. You can go to my website, www.wopministries.org, for more information on that. Also, for the Total Woman Ministry, www.totalwomanministry.org. Amen. Amen. I see my time is almost gone. We thank God for all of you that are on the line. I wish you a blessed holiday and continue to walk with Jesus. Allow the Holy Spirit, amen, to take root in your life and be Lord. Allow the Lord to be Lord. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for you, and I pray the strength of the Lord and the peace of the Lord would be yours. We would be yours all day today. Amen. I'm going to do another broadcast on tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. I'll be on the airways again. Praise the Lord. So we want you
Hallelujah.
To join us. We will schedule that. And I just feel led to do it. So we're going to continue. Praise God. We will be on the line again tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central Time. Amen. If you're not busy, feel free to join us. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Until we meet again, I pray that the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus would be your strength. Amen. God bless you is my prayer in Jesus' name. God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. God bless you.